on the phone, a busy man, so let's get to it.
Right to it, right?
Mr. John Cooper of Skillet, good morning,
good
sir.
Good morning, John Cooper. How are you doing?
Good. So great to talk to both of you guys. How are you?
We're doing very good, thank you. It's been a few years.
I know. I miss you. I love chatting with you guys.
Well, we are the premier Skillet talkers, so...
Is that our title? I did not know this.
John, forget about the van. Forget about the stuff. Let's just jump right into the important stuff. Like, where are you at on comic books today? Are you reading anything? Are you watching anything?
The important stuff?
You know, well, to be 100% honest, I'm not reading comics like I used to.
Okay.
And not because I don't like them. I'm just found my life to become so complicated and busy.
Yeah.
And good. It's good stuff, but I don't have the time that I used to. But I do keep up with the Netflix Marvel stuff and of course the films, you know. I mean, is it okay if I just keep plugging Marvel? Because they rule the world.
They appreciate that, yes.
Well, you know what, dude, I just wanted to ask because you and I have had comic book conversations in the past. And unlike you, I don't have anything.
That didn't get you anywhere.
I don't have anything good going on, so I wanted to see, you know, if you were still reading or not. So,
well, you know what? The world has finally caught up to how cool we are for writing comics for our whole lives.
Preach, bro. Preach. Come on. That's
what I'm talking
about.
This is what it means to be a trailblazer, brother. I'm telling you.
Yeah, but you guys led the way, and you were steadfast with it. And now you finally come out on the other side.
That's right. That's right. Recognizing our genius at last. So, John, how are things with Skillet? What have you been up to?
Dude, I literally am on top of the world. I'm not even joking, man. I have had a great couple of years. We released the new record, which is called Unleashed, came out last summer on August, and honestly had such a fun time making the record, and that's all going into why we called the record Unleashed. It was a little bit like, you know what, I'm not making an album for the label.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not doing what they want me to do. I'm doing what I want to do and what I think the fans want, and because of that, we had a lot of fun.
And, of course.
And touring is going really great, and God is just widening all these awesome opportunities. You know, like in the next, let's see, 3 or 4 months, you know, Skillet will have played with, I'm going to list this out, Lauren Daigle for King & Country, Casting Crowns, Metallica, Korn. You know, it's a
wide list, isn't it?
it's laughable. It's so stinking hilarious that I love it. I can't get enough because I just think it's really almost funny what God has done, and I'm excited about it. I love it because I love all these people on the Christian side, and Lauren Daigle and my wife Corey are, you know, friends, and I'm good friends with Joel and from Smallbone, and I don't know. It's just great to be able to do these things, and then I get to see my friends in Korn and that side of the world and be a light. You know, be a light in the darkness. It's absolutely amazing what God has allowed us to do.
John Cooper from Skillet.
They are going to be at Spirit Song, which is the big reminder for Skillet, Red, and More, and that's June 22nd through the 24th.
So, John, if I come and see you at Spirit Song, what are you doing for a workout lately? I saw you tweeting about Insanity, because every time I see you, you're soaking wet because you've been working out. So, I'm not kidding. How many interviews have I done face-to-face with John Cooper, and he's just got done working out? So,
what if he just sweats a lot, and he just doesn't want to be embarrassed? And
maybe I just have a problem over
that. Yeah, you have to bring it up.
I'm like the guy that would be like, pushing through the crowd to touch the hem of Jesus as he walked because I have a sweating issue.
Well, you know what, John? You and I had conversations before the interviews in which you mentioned that you've been working out, so either you're a liar or you're suffering. Now, which one is it?
Not a liar, embarrassed, okay? Embarrassed leads us to do things that we're ashamed of.
No, you're not a liar. I do love working out. If I worked out this hard, if I was 20 and worked out like I do now, I would be shredded. But you know what? When you turn 29 like I am.
Right.
It all goes harder. Downhill, right? At 29.
It gets a little bit harder.
I'm sure.
But I love working out. And truthfully, half the reason you always see me working out is because I love the sun. I'm from Memphis, and so I love that really humid weather. Whenever it's hot, I feel like I'm supposed to be playing sports. It's
right.
Like my favorite time of year. Go outside and sweat and run around. So, yeah, I love summertime. Summertime festivals is hands down my favorite time of the year. I love being outside, playing shows outside at like the fairs, like when we come see a spirit song. It's such a great family atmosphere, and everybody's happy, and everybody's kids are there, and the families are there, and you're eating funnel cakes, and then you're working out because you ate funnel cake. It's just awesome.
And then you're back to sweating because you're outdoors, and you had the funnel cake, so it's a circle.
Yeah. It's bad.
John, it's been really great talking to you, man, and it's been a while, but it's good to keep touch, man. I'm glad you're still out there making it happen.
Oh, I'm glad to talk to you guys, too, and I'm so glad that you're both still at Radio U. You guys, how long have you guys been at Radio U?
Oh, long enough for many workouts as well, just as many workouts.
Oh, I love it. It's so cool that you guys are still doing your thing and playing great music and chatting with you. I really love it. It's nostalgic and it's awesome. And a huge thank you to all the fans for listening to Radio U, who is one of the only stations in the nation full-time playing awesome, awesome music. So thank you guys. And thanks for the fans out there. And come see us, Spirit Song. We're going to have lots of fun and lots of rock and roll.